academic segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with me, David Shombe. And as it has always been the case, business and economic segment is a platform that we discuss business matters. It's a platform that we discuss economic-related matters. And it's also the platform where we look at various sectors of development. We look at infrastructure development. We look at economic development. And most importantly, we look at human development. And yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, these are some of the platforms that we discuss everything that is related to national, regional, and international affairs. Everything that related to national, regional, and international affairs. So when we discuss about business and economic matters, we do not only look at one-directed sector, but we also look at how Namibians, particularly the young people of Namibia, can be advanced. Because we are always saying, as long as Namibia is where it is now, in terms of the economic development, in terms of ranking, being reclassified, or being reclassified as lower middle income country from being upper middle income country, being grey-listed by international institutions such as, Financial Action Task Force, and also being regarded as high risk zone, high risk jurisdiction by European Union Commission. It says a lot about what we need to do and how we can change this thing. And it's also some of the statistics that we need to look at, especially when it's coming to where we are standing, looking at being the highest country with highest, youth unemployment in SADC region. And also being a country with, expensiveness in terms of electricity. We are the highest in SADC region in terms of electricity payment, electricity price to say rather. And one will also be able to see that a lot of things need to be done. And there have been a lot of discussions in the public. There have been a lot of discussions. There have been a lot of policies which were proposed regarding what Namibian people should do, how the government can assist, and how we can address critical issues such as poverty and youth unemployment. There have been critical, some of the interventions which have been made, but how far are these interventions? What is the impact of, a policy like Arabia Prosperity Plan? What is the impact of National Youth Policy 1 and 2. So yeah, those are some of the conversation or some of the content of the conversation that we are going to talk about. But for us to, before we go to the main conversation, like we are always indicating, to say after tabling the conversation, we also require, listeners to give their contribution, because we believe that, for us to build this nation, we don't necessarily need to speak with one voice in terms of how issues should be addressed, but we should focus on how issues should be addressed with various mechanisms, because that's why debates, various opinions which are being brought up by either academicians, responsible citizens, policymakers, from across sector, politics, private sector, NGOs, all those contribution matters. And it could be, if like what we are already doing, allowing this conversation to be, inclusive enough to allow another person to speak respectfully, as long as it's focusing on the content of the conversation, we are coming to the point where various opinion can co-create a better mechanism, because there are always many ways how to reach your goal, and there are many ways how to solve problems. That's why in this regard, we are going to make sure that, opinions matters, different ways of doing things matters, and it's very crucial, especially for us to contribute, and also for us to give our views. I know it's a very beautiful Friday early evening. It's a very beautiful Friday early evening, and You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And just before we go to the content of the conversation, and what is on the table, like we're always saying, make sure that you communicate with us, make sure that you link up with us, make sure that, you get access to updated economic information, information of trade, information of statistics, and information on food security. Then how are you going to do this? You can only do that when, you follow Eagle FM Namibia, follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on LinkedIn, and indeed, follow us on Instagram. When you follow us, those who follow you will be able also to follow us. Then they will see in how critical information such as trade development, issues of cybersecurity, issues of international relations are being updated, and they can expand their view and also knowledge. And yeah, on top of that, we also have the Villager newspaper, which is an e-paper coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And get access to the Villager newspaper by liking our page, like the page of the Villager newspaper too, and share that page, because when we are going to update issues of critical economic concern, issues of trade, issues of food security, you will not miss out. And I'm always saying this, if you are a student of economics, student of trade, student of science, and a researcher, student of international law, make sure that you get access to this, the Villager newspaper, because it's your go-to-go newspaper, it's your go-to-go digital newspaper that, you can be able also to use and should guide you when you are doing your research, when you are expanding your knowledge, when you are expanding your thinking, and how you can contribute to the priority areas of this country, and also how you can, assist to the national developmental agenda, how we can assist the national developmental agenda and indeed to the regional and also continental developmental agenda. So make sure that you get access to this information. Make sure that you are a good citizen and make sure that, you don't miss out. The other thing also that you need to look at is also our app. We have Eagle FM app. Because there are always those who are asking a lot of good questions to say, Eagle FM, we are not connected to you. Where is the frequency and all those things? But we are always advising you to say, our dear listeners, if you are in a situation where you cannot be reached by the frequency, try to download Eagle FM app. Put it in your phone. And the moment you put it in your phone, the moment you download Eagle FM app, you can be able to listen to the programs which are on air, like this one, and also to listen to the previous program that is now, through podcast. So before we go to the conversation for today, it's also very important to look at, our app that is, Imba app. Imba app is an app that is, digitalization of a hymn book. And when I'm speaking about the digitalization of a hymn book, in the world of advancement in terms of technology, in the world of advancement in terms of digital, information, if you find yourself in the situation that, you are not able to get, or you do not have a hymn book, or you lost the hymn book, or you are at a situation where you cannot access a hymn book, but you are at a place where you are required to sing, where you are required to give your respect, could be a birthday, could be a wedding, and it could be unfortunate life events such as departure of somebody, then you need to think from a hymn book. You don't need to scratch your head, because we have answer for you. So that answer is that Imba app is working this way. Download Imba app so you can have access to the digital version of a hymn book. It can be in Oshuambo, that is of course Ihangano, can be in English, can be in Ocherero, can be in Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So do not, scratch your head. Understand that there is a better way of accessing the hymn book, that is through downloading Imba app. So, dear listeners, we are going to a short commercial break. Then we can be able to look at what do we have on the table, what do we have on the table, and what guests do we have today, and how do we can discuss about these issues.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with the business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and as I indicated earlier on, we are going to be in conversation with one of the youth leaders in Namibia and to discuss the issues of young people in Namibia, particularly when it's coming to the role of youth in development of the country, the role of youth in national development. Yeah, and I'm going to be joined by one of the youth leader. She is Aina Shekea, and we'll just engage with us on where are we standing as young people in Namibia, what are some of the roles that young people can do, particularly when it's coming to national development. Yeah, just before we go to the conversation with our guest, just to draw context, as we are speaking now, young people in Namibia, statistics are indicating that 70% of Namibians are below the age of 30. And compared to the proportion of Africa, it's also the same, but the majority of the young people in Namibia do not have opportunities, do not have access to economic affairs or to participate to economic affairs. But yeah, just to help us unpack this, good evening, Aina, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment. How are you doing?
Yes, good evening, Mr. David. How are you? I'm doing well, thanks, and how are you?
Yes, I'm well, I'm well. Now, before we go to the content of the conversation, we are very happy to have you in our studio today. Let us look at young people in general. As a youth leader, what are some of the your view, particularly regarding to the young people of Namibia, just a general view when it's coming to young people of Namibia?
Thank you so much for your question. And to start off, let me start with an introduction. Namibia is a country, like many other developing countries.
Yeah.
It's blessed with the youthful population.
Yeah.
Young people make up the majority of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the majority of people in Namibia is youth. As future leaders, professionals, and innovators, the youth hold the potential to transform Namibia socially, economically, and politically.
Mm-hmm.
However, for this potential to be fully realized, it is crucial for young people to be actively involved in building the nation. National development, let me end this one. National development is not the responsibility for the government alone. The government owns to develop its own country.
Yeah.
It requires the energy, creativity, and participation for all the citizens in the country, especially in the U.S. Yes.
Yes. You are a youth leader, and I know you have experience of working with young people. And one of the things that, young people are going through is a lack of opportunities or youth unemployment, just to put it that way. What do you think in this context, need to be done, particularly from the side of youth? Because today we are talking about young people. We don't want to talk about many other things. What do you really think youth need to do? What are they lacking in that area? What do they need to do to make sure that at least they also contribute to fight of, this monster of unemployment?
Okay. To thank you for the question again. And point number one is education and skills development.
Yeah.
Education is the key to success. We all know about this.
Yeah.
When youth focus on their studies,
yeah,
attend vocational training, and gain useful skills,
yeah,
they become capable of helping the country development. For example, a trained teacher or a nurse can serve the nation better than someone without skills. And maybe for entrepreneurship, for business, Namibia has higher youth unemployment. Everyone is talking about unemployment.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of waiting for jobs, young people can start their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Not big businesses, small business like farming, having a small garden,
yeah.
Plant your own spinach, and you sell $10.
Okay.
Fashion or tech service. This is not only helping them like to earn money, but also creating jobs for others.
Yes, Aida, while you are there, you spoke about education. When you talk about education, young people are educated and they are in the street. What is maybe the problem there? Is it the education that we are getting does not have quality, or what is your experience there in that area? Because we see, you can find somebody who studied, for example, business management, for example, or even entrepreneurship, but this person is not even able to read the balance, a balance sheet, or maybe even to run a tax shop. What is the problem there? Why are we educated to create our own employment, but we are not doing it? What is the problem there? Is the problem with academia or just the mentality of us young people?
I think here it's maybe the university does its job.
Okay.
And maybe it's just a mentality of young, how young people are about taking up in something in action.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if let me give you an example. If you study in agriculture,
yeah.
Like at Dongo campus,
yeah.
And then maybe you're waiting for the government to give you a garden or to give you something to work on it.
Yeah.
Yes. But you have a knowledge. You have knowledge and skill in how to set up a garden.
Mm.
You can start that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yes. No. That is a crucial point that you mentioned there. Yeah. Let us look at before we go to political activities and other sectors. In your view, what are young people in Namibia busy doing? Where are we? Especially young people.
For now. I think I'm not really sure, but yeah, let me say this.
Yeah.
But young people are busy. I think young people have knowledge and have energy to start to have jobs.
Yeah,
it's just maybe unemployment that is running the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new president that has energy and has emphasized that. You will focus on youth unemployment and being, and then I think in the manifesto they have said it about unemployment will be, so everyone I think will get something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's one thing which I have seen, because when you look at social media, you can see a lot of young people are there on social media, but when you go and attend events like those youthful events which talk about economy, events which talk about business, it's rare to find young people there. It's only old people, even information sharing session events. But when you compare, like I visit Kasi Vibe, everybody is there. Everybody that you see on social media is there. But when you go to events like this one, it's very difficult to find them. What is the problem? Are they not motivated or what?
About these challenges, maybe youth are not attending youth meetings.
Mm.
Like many young people today are not attending youth meetings. It's true. Whether in schools, community, or political organizations.
Yeah.
This lack of participation is a serious concern, because youth meetings are platforms where important information is shared.
Yeah,
discussions are made and leadership skills are built.
Mm.
But why is the problem here? Maybe it's lack of involvement in development.
Mm-hmm.
When youth miss a meeting, they miss opportunities too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To contribute to the project and benefit their community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Let us look at the political part of it. We see from 2019, we see a bit of participation of young people, especially in political activities. You can see opinions even when you look at social media, which is another environment, for example. But where are we standing, particularly now as a country? Are the young people who are in politics really fighting for the common goal of all young people in Namibia, or they discuss about other things?
Oh, yes. Okay. On participation in politics.
Yeah.
Yes. I can say maybe even in the parliament, the 8th parliament.
Yeah.
There are a lot of youthful members of parliament.
Yeah.
Who are representing the youth.
Yeah.
I think there they are making a good decision for the youth. Mm-hmm. on the background. Like youth must take, for me to emphasize here, maybe just to emphasize that youth must take action roles in political parties.
Okay.
Youth movements like, let me give an example, like the Youth League.
Okay, okay.
And student organizations, such as NANSO. Mm-hmm. Through civic engagement, they can influence policy making and ensure their voices and are held and in matters that affect their future.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. There's one thing which I also failed to understand, because we are all in this thing together as young people. Are the young people having the common goal? Whatever political parties you are coming from, whatever student organization you are coming from, because I'm yet to see a leader of PDM Youth League, for example, with a leader of Swapo Party Youth League, with a leader of LPM Youth Command, discussing on one table about one issue to say, this is what we are facing as young people regardless of political party. What is keeping us away? Are we scared of the political system, what the political system is going to say, or we just not interested in addressing youth issues? Because when you look now in parliament, you have a lot of young people there, but they are not speaking one voice.
Yeah, you know, maybe they have I can say maybe they have different opinion from, you know, when you understand this, the other one is understanding in this different way.
Yeah.
So maybe they are not driving on the same road, but actually, for unity, as the president is always emphasizing, of unity and to always to be on the same page when addressing a concerns about youth. Yes.
So you mean they need to unite, especially with regardless of youth challenge? Because let me say, look, Aina, there's thing like National Youth Policy, for example, which was established and also revised under the previous administration. But when I look at how young people are at this at this platform, it's like they are not speaking the same voice. I ask you another question. I want also to give my opinion. You know, there was a time in the previous administration under our late president, the late Dr. Kinkop, may he so rest in peace. There was certain young people, you know, who we were very happy. I actually do not have a problem with anyone who go to parliament. We were very happy when they went to parliament, but I was so shocked to see these few young people. They are concerned in things like debate of a marriage act. They are more focusing on things that are not on the ground. I don't want to say it's not important, but they are not looking at immediate priorities. But what do we need to do? Maybe you as a young person, what do you think we need to do to make sure that whatever political parties we are coming from, we address these issues that young people are facing? It's not only youth unemployment. There's issues of gender-based violence. There's even issues of prostitution. Then people don't talk about this thing because of the economic status that we are in. But people are not addressing this issue. What do you really think we need to do apart from, you mentioned unity, as the president has said?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Here for maybe different parties, different parties leaders to address or to be on the same page with other readers from different parties is just skills to understand and knowledge to understand what is on the table about the youth.
And then
they have just to make it easier for them and for the youth to are capable of it and to get information of all for all Namibians to get information about it.
Yes, let us look at, let's leave politics for now. Let us look at other part. Are there issues of NGO? How active are non-governmental organizations like civil society especially in Namibian youth, from your perspective as a youth leader?
Oh, about
non-governmental organization like SOEs, CSOs to say, and the NGOs. Do we have capable young people there, like non-political organizations?
Okay, like maybe here in voluntarily, like in community service.
Yeah, community service.
Okay. Here, maybe youth can contribute to development through community projects such as tutoring, mentoring, and cleaning campaigns, or helping voluntarily groups. This acts strengthening social unity and promote spirit of patriotism and responsibility. Many young Namibians already volunteer through churches, NGOs, and youth groups, playing virtual roles in uplifting their communities. I think I answered your question.
No. We are on the same page. But the thing that I also want us to touch on is the issues of issues of patriotism, because you know, when you are a young person and you find yourself in a situation where things are not going according to your plan, you know, we are in this life of very competitive life, and those who think they are not connected, or they think they are a bit sidelined, they have different opinions and views about how things are working. Maybe I don't want to say the motivation that you need to give to the young people. What do you think we need to do to change this mentality of, isolating ourselves from the main cause of national development? What do you really think need to be done just to make sure that we bring all the young people together and they assist in this thing called national development? Because what I know and I'm sure about it is to say, for us to build this country, we need participation of young people. And when I go to places such as, you know, sport events, go to clubs, go to bars, and go to many other areas, you find even engineers there who, some of them, they don't work, but you can see they have a good mind, but they are not contributing to national development. What do you think we need to do to make sure that we bring everybody together and contribute to these national priorities?
Okay, well. The issue of patriotism among youth, it's like,
Yes.
Okay. Today, one of the biggest challenges facing our nation is the lack of patriotism among some youth. Many young people are losing interest in national matters. They are no longer show love for their country. You know, they ignore national events, and some even speak negativity about Namibia without offering solutions. This weak sense of national pride affects our progress as a country. Maybe why this is a problem of patriotism. Without patriotism, youth become disconnected from national goals. They stop participating in activities that build the nation, like voting, volunteering, or community work. Let me say the advice to change youth mentality on patriotism. Remind the youth that this is their country. Namibia is for all of us. No one will build Namibia except Namibians. Youth must take ownership of their country's future. Yes. And then the second point is for advice is promote national pride.
Okay.
Maybe to encourage youth to learn about Namibia's history, heroes, and achievements.
Yes.
Let's celebrate what makes the country unique.
Okay. Yes. And maybe the last question before I also, I know you have a lot of work to do, but maybe the last question that I want us to look at is, there's always this thing of, I don't want to say it's a generational conflict. There's always this thing of, there's a little bit of a gap between the adults and also the generation, particularly the generation which was born after independence. And we know we need each other, but there is a little bit of a gap, either in terms of understanding. That thing can happen in, we have seen it can happen in organizations, can happen in political parties, can happen in public sector also. But how do we bridge this gap to make sure that everybody is a contributor to this country called Namibia? How do we bridge this gap, generational gap, between the youth and also adults, and make them sit on the table?
Thank you for your question, sir. The gap between maybe born freeze and the older generation in Namibia.
Yeah, they are not the older generation. They will be angry with you. But it's like that, yes.
Yeah. Like in Namibia, in terms of born free, like, okay, refer to young people born after the country gained independence in 1990.
Yes, yes.
Why they enjoy the fruits of freedom. Yeah, there is maybe a glowing gap between them and the older generation who experienced the liberation struggle. This gap is seen in attitudes, communication, and maybe political views or work ethics, and even respect the history. Maybe the cause of the gap, the different lived experience. The older generation lived through apartheid and colonialism, while the bonfires were laced in a free country. Maybe to say that.
No. It's actually a good thing. But now,
lastly, to your last question, how to bridge the gap? Maybe to teach the history and legacy in the youth friendly way.
But what can we teach the older generation also, because they cannot be correct in everything.
That's the thing now.
Yeah.
You know, as youth, like social media,
music,
you can teach them maybe through social media, because the youth, they are always on social media. Or through music, storytelling and visual, to teach about Namibia's past in a way of connecting with youth.
Okay. No, I want to say, yes, this is what we can do to teach our young people. But what will happen to, how do we make our elders understand that, we must sit on one table and speak on one voice about national development?
About this question. But let me try it. Our elders need to work together.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to work together on the same table, pulling one direction, either a youth or an elder. Yes. As Namibia got independence, now we are all the same. It doesn't matter who was born in where. But as long as we are fighting for one common goal.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yes, Aina, thank you very much for joining us at Business and Economic Segment. Maybe just your last word, especially to young Namibians. You find those who are demoralized, those who lose hope, and also those who have different views about the country, and also about us, going forward. So what is your advice to Namibian young people?
Okay, my last words, advice for the youth is know who you are.
Okay.
Yes. Be proud of your identity as a Namibian youth. You are not just a reader of tomorrow. You are the force of today.
Okay.
Your voice matters. Your actions count. Take education seriously. Get involved in national building. Join youth organizations. Volunteer in community. Participate in national events and vote. Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the change you want to see. And I repeat this, be part of the change you want to see. And of course, the youth have to respect the elders and the history itself.
Yes, thank you very much, Aina. Thank you for your time and thank you for joining us.
Thank you too, Zadebe. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yes, that was Aina Shekea, and she indicated that, you must be patriotic enough to be part of the change that you want to see. And the other thing is also that what she mentioned very crucial is that, you know, you must vote. Don't just, you know, speak, but you must vote, because the good thing about democracy is that in terms of leadership, you have power to elect and also to demote. You have a power to employ and also to fire. And that is through a democratic process, that one man, one vote. But in this case, it's not more about one man, one vote, but one human being who has, you know, who reached the age of vote should vote and make decisions in a democratic, you know, in a democratic way. So at this point in time, it's always also very important to reflect on, you know, issues of national building. You know, it's, we know it's a Friday, but it's always very important to look at issues of national building. And when you are a young person, when you are a young person, apart from doing what we like, you're watching football every day, being on TikTok, and also being out there, let us also look at the issues of, apart from what I've mentioned earlier, let us look at the issue of what can you do for your country. Because one thing that we need to look at, that we are not going to be young forever. Indeed, we are going to be old one day, and we are going to be veteran also, like the veterans that you are seeing, in terms of age and also in terms of experience. But the thing that we need to look at is also issues of commonalities, because with unity, it's crucial, like what I've said, to say, it's only when you are united, when you are a united force, to say, young people, let us start a business. Young people, let us start an NGO. Young people, let us give each other right opportunity and information. Because if we, let's stop these issues of, you know, too busy on unnecessary things. We are busy gossiping in the street, where children who are at the age of six in China, they are taught how to code. Kids in Japan, they are already building toys. By the time they are in grade 8 or 7, they are already innovators. But our priorities are not at the right place with where the nation is going and where we are also standing. And, you know, today I got also an opportunity to attend the International Namibia International Cyber Security cyber security conference, where there were a lot of discussions about where the world is going, a lot of discussion about where the you know, the country is going, and one lady from Zambia made a very brilliant presentation, to say the world is moving very fast, and currently as we are speaking, other kids understand the world of tech. We talk about issues of hacking, issues of, you know, the country losing, you know, information and data. But when you bring about this discussion to an ordinary young Namibian, some of them, they are not even interested. Some of them, even if they are interested, they are not willing to learn what is issues of cyber security, for example, issues of cyber crime. Because they are saying, in the current world, it's no more about, countries are no more at war with physical, you know, guns and helicopters and all these things. There is a other level of sophistication. And that other level of sophistication is, cyber security, where you have, hackers infiltrating our system, hackers running away with, our information and forcing us to pay. Otherwise they release those information to the public. Or they release it to everyone, or to sell them to even terrorists who can know anything about our information. That's why when this discussion has been brought about, it's only young people who can assist this country, particularly when we are faced by issues of, cybercrime. It's only young people of this country who can assist in this, because one thing which I also learned is that, The other day when I got into the conversation with Dr. Billy Serekane, one of the international consultants from South Africa, in terms of the issues of cybercrime, I said, no, look, the best hackers in the world or technical experts in the world, because now we have ethical and unethical hackers. So the best hackers in the world is children between the age of 12 there and 21. Those are the best hackers in the world. Why are they like that? Because some of them, they are developed while they are young. They are taught the world of tech. But how is the capacity of our young people in terms of technology? How is the investment in our young people? So that's why today we want to look at where are you going to position yourself as a young person, and also how can our government, which is so ambitious enough and showing that it's hitting the ground running, how can they incorporate young people into serious matters such as issues of understanding the world of tech, issues of understanding how the world is operating at the sophistication level, because this is where the world is as we are speaking, and we are in the world of digitalization, we are in the world of highly sophisticated digital space, and how can we make young people part of this not just discussion but part of this this course. So dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are talking about the role of young people in Namibia. Where are we, young people? Where are we? And how can we develop our country from various sectors, either from politics, either in the area of economy, in the area of business and entrepreneurship, in the area of civic engagement, or in the area of civil society engagement. And as a young person out there, just ask yourself this: apart from you doing what you do, what other thing are you doing for the sake or to add value to the development of this country, and also to fight against social ills that not only young people are facing, but the country is facing? What else are you doing? And how are you going to assist in achieving national priorities? Because where we are going, the vision is very clear. That is where we are going. But the implementation part is what is becoming the problem. The vision is very clear. We have seen national priorities being put on the table. We see a continental priority where the continent wants to go. But ask yourself this: what is the problem? What is the problem regarding young people participating in areas which can help this country to move somewhere? Areas which can help this country to move somewhere. So those are some of the questions that you need to ask yourself. Those are some of the questions that you need to ask yourself, especially at this time where we are at a very critical juncture. We are at a critical juncture as a nation. And you don't need to see agency. You need to see agency in front of you, but you can see the sense of time, particularly when it's coming to the increment in the number of young people graduating, the change in global economic system, the realignment of global powers in terms of economic realignment. We see the issues of BRICS moving out, issues of trade and tariffs, and also issues of fluctuation in terms of international relationships. And when your friends are no more your friends, particularly at the national level, where are we going to be as Namibian youth? And I think in talking about national development, although we understand that this is an inclusive it's an inclusive thing that need to be done in order to develop these countries. We don't only need one sector of the population. But today we are talking about youth. We know youth cannot do it alone without, those who have power to prioritize them. Although they also have a portion to play. They also have a portion to play. They have a role to play. But these are some of the conversation that we need to extend. Because Aina mentioned issues of patriotism, issues of loving your country. Yes, indeed, it's one thing to love your country, and it's also one thing to show it in your work. It's one thing to show it in your work. And I ask a deliberate question to say, what about the issues of generational conflict or generational gap? How can we address this? How can we address the issue of generational gap? But adults and elders, they also have a role to play. But the underlining point here is that there is no sector of the population or portion of a population which is better than one another. That is it. There is no sector of a population or portion of a population which is better than the other portion of a population. Because if we discuss about issues of young people, we must also include issues of adults, issues of those with age of wisdom, and how we can make sure that this country is maintained at all front. Because speaking about challenges, we will never finish if we speak about challenges. But let us talk about solutions. Let us talk about solutions, because we are looking at the role of youth in national development. We have seen participation in politics has rewards and challenges. But one of the analysts have mentioned to say, in terms of participation in politics, which has opportunity and challenges, the aim of young people participating in politics must be to solve problems. Must be to solve problems, not really for them to enrich themselves. Because if they participate in the politics to solve problems, it will be more easier for them to accommodate the interest of those who are not on the table. Yeah, because I don't want to say bad about those who are on the table. You find young people who, when they get to the table, they forget about others which are not on the table. But it's something which I want to see, because if these things do not happen, especially the commonalities, understanding that whether you are white, black, or blue, if we are at this problem, we have to solve it, all of us, because otherwise it will become otherwise. Yeah, that's why we talk about issues of commonalities. When national youth policy was adopted, the first national youth policy was adopted, and the second one, after the revision of the first one, under the leadership of Meme Tsongarero, that national policy is not specifying to say this is how the problem of young people is going to be addressed, of specific problem of young people or specific young people how problem to be addressed, but it says these are some of the interventions for all the Namibian young people. It's not for just one portion. That's why when we talk about national issues, we also need to differentiate between political party responsibilities and also national responsibilities. Because let me put it this way, just for you to understand it. A young person who is political active, it's not from a ruling party, but he has a very beautiful proposal to say, I've done the research, I've talked to various young people, and I think I need to approach the Minister of Education, Innovation, Youth, and Sport, Art and Culture with this proposal. I need to give it to Ms. Tinker, for example. And that person is not from a ruling party. The one who are going to block her to get to that office are those who think that this person is not a young person enough. And also, it's the nature of the maturity of our Namibian politics also. Because if we were so accommodative enough to say, no matter what color you are, no matter what house are you coming from, if you have a better idea, you can practically implement the policies. And I was so happy to see, you know, what happened is that today a lot of people were sharing the what happened in 2015, where there was a recommendation to expel our current now prime minister and job when they were young people in Namibian politics. And as we say, one day in politics is equivalent to 1 year. Just after 10 years, cards have changed. The person is a prime minister. What lesson are we learning from this? What lesson are we learning from this? If one young person is talking about something which need to be addressed respectfully, I put this word respectfully, there must also be everybody who is supporting that person, because that is our agenda. That is what is uniting us as Namibian young people. And our role is to address issues which are affecting us, because if we don't do that, we may survive this time, but what will happen to our children and our kids? So it's something that we need to think about. And the other thing also, before we come to the end of our conversation, is also to stop thinking that everybody owe us as young people, but to make sure that we do our best, and also to make sure that we do what we want, and we contribute wherever we are, whatever sector you are, because at the end of the day, it's our country. It's the country that our parents fought for. It's a country that our grandparents fought for. And being demoralized is not an option. And being disencouraged is not an option. That's why I and I have said, I have much respect in that. And let us expand on that. If there is something that you are not happy with, address it clearly in a manner that at least that who you address will also be able to learn from that context. So, dear listeners, we come to the end of our conversation. Thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And also thank you to those who you are always following us in our social media platform. Make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, Twitter, that is X, and also LinkedIn and Instagram. Download Eagle FM app, follow the Villager newspaper, and download Imba app for your digital version of hymn book. So, from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you.